if folks know nothing else about you, they know you for the term third stream. That's always meant to be a combination of jazz and classical forming something new. Is that an accurate description of third stream music?
Absolutely right. I mean, I called it third because I thought of two main streams in American music, jazz and classical, and they marry. And they beget, as it says in the Bible, they beget a child, and that child is the third stream coming out of the first and second. And the main point, however, that I always tried to make, this isn't just sort of trying to make a pastiche of this and that, you know, combine confusing things, but really to treat both of these musics, jazz and classical music, with the utmost respect and authenticity and at the highest creative levels, and put those two things together so that really something significantly new and important is created, you know. And, of course, third stream has since then spread. Maybe the term isn't used as much anymore, although it seems to have a revival right now. What happened in the last 50 years is that third stream expanded into incorporating all kinds of ethnic musics, vernacular musics from all over the globe, integrating things rather than keeping all these musics segregated and separated. So it's now become a vast field, and I like to link that also sort of philosophical to the idea of a brotherhood or sisterhood of musics where we all live and coexist together and learn from each other and use each other's best qualities. And you could translate that into a political idea too, you know, or a social idea. Folks living together rather than fighting wars with each other, you know.
Well, I wonder if 50 years ago when this was starting, was there something larger, some sort of cultural change that was also taking place that led to the development of third stream music?
Well, I don't know how large it was, but the infatuation, the fascination with jazz by classical composers began in the 1920s, when not only Aaron Copland and George Gershwin, but European composers like Darius Milhaud and Ravel and even Debussy, and they became very fascinated with ragtime and with jazz. But what was missing in their use of jazz was improvisation, and improvisation is the heart and soul of jazz. So what my generation did, what I started to do, and this began right after World War II, was to say, okay, we're going to fuse jazz and classical elements, but the one thing that we must do, which the older composers had not done, was to bring improvisation into it. And that's really, I started talking about this possibility as another option in composing and playing. And I used the term third stream for the first time in a lecture at Brandeis University. And I just meant it as a kind of descriptive term. And then John Wilson, when he used the words third stream in a headline in the New York Times in a concert that John Lewis and I were giving, then it became, you know, the word took on tremendous currency. And quite a bit of controversy, because there were quite a few people who did not want to mix, a lot of people did not want to mix jazz and classical music. They wanted to protect what they called the purity of their music, and they felt that any kind of fusion would contaminate the one or the other. So it became very controversial for a while. But those arguments have long been settled.
Back then, I gather from something else you said earlier that there were not a lot of musicians who could play both sides of third stream, both classical and jazz.
Oh, not at all. Yeah, no, that, I mean, I was a sort of pioneer in writing a lot of the music for both sides. And I must say, if on certain instruments like bass or piano or even trumpet and saxophone, let's say, if my favorite one or two players happened not to be available, that was it. You couldn't find any others. I mean, basically, the string players and most of the classical players, most of them weren't even listening to jazz or liking it. But if they did, they could maybe play the notes, but they couldn't swing, for example. You know, they couldn't get the feeling of jazz. And on the other side, a lot of wonderful jazz musicians couldn't read the kind of more advanced, complex music that was going on in classical music. So both sides had a lot to learn from each other. That took a while. It took some 10 years to develop. I remember, my music has always been atonal from my earliest works. And when I started writing atonal jazz pieces, well, a lot of the very good traditional players, including some of the bebop players, they weren't improvising in an atonal language, which was still a basically classical traditional harmonic language. But then when Ornette Coleman came along and Eric Dolphy and bass players like Scott LaFaro and many others I could mention, I can't think of them all now.
Richard Davis, maybe?
Richard Davis, yes, very good, thank you. Then the doors were open. When I first played some of this stuff for Ornette Coleman that I was writing for him, he said, I can relate to that. That's no problem. So that was kind of a breakthrough.
You've been honored widely and with many of the most prestigious honors bestowed in our country. What does it mean to you to be named a living legend by the Library of Congress?
You
laugh at that term.
Well, no, I'm just so enormously flattered and honored by this. I can't tell you, I hardly can express it in the right words. But the thing is, I laughed a little because, most legendary people are dead. So to be called a living legend, of course, is a fantastic thing. And I feel very privileged to receive this honor in a few days. And maybe I can contribute to the fact that now I'm 80, and I guess maybe one needs to live a little bit longer than usual to get around to these awards. But listen, I've done everything in my life. I've never thought about awards or rewards or anything. I love music and music making so much that's my life. That's not work. And whatever other honors and pleasures come from that, that's just part of it. And I feel very blessed to have been in music for all these years.